Massachusetts State Auditor Suzanne Bump released an audit Monday that flagged problems with how the state's health insurance program for the poor paid claims for behavioral health services. The people who run the state's Medicaid program dispute the audit's conclusions. MassHealth made almost $200 million in questionable or improper payments for mental health and substance abuse services between 2010 and 2015, according to the audit. The claims MassHealth paid should have been covered under a contract with a managed care organization, according to Bump, who noted similar deficiencies turned up in a 2015 audit.
So we're talking about a systemic problem. There's a problem with the claims information system that is not allowing for proper administration of these managed care contracts.
MassHealth disputed many of the latest audit's findings. The audit released Monday looked at payments to the Massachusetts Behavioral Health Partnership, which had a contract to provide mental health and substance abuse services to MassHealth members at a fixed fee. MassHealth paid the provider network $2.6 billion during the five-year period. Bump said MassHealth should try to recover $93 million for claims it paid that were covered under the contract, essentially duplicate payments. Another $100 million in questionable payments arose from services not being explicitly spelled out in the contract. In a conference call with reporters, Bump said there's no evidence of intentional double billing or other fraud.
We're not saying that a provider is being paid twice, but we are saying that MassHealth is making two expenditures for a service, one that was contemplated under the contract and one on a fee-for-service basis. That, under the rules of Medicaid and Medicaid auditing, makes it an improper payment.
Bump said MassHealth could save $27 million a year going forward by changing its practices.
This audit is the latest example of a poorly run claims administration system within the MassHealth program.
A statement released by a spokesperson for MassHealth said Bump's office had misinterpreted the claims data by failing to distinguish between behavioral health services and other medical services provided to patients with behavioral health conditions. The statement said a MassHealth analysis of the claims data for a two-year period found potential duplicate payments totaled less than $1 million.
I believe, notwithstanding the vehemence of their audit response, something's got to change there if you're going to do that integration of care. So we know that they're looking at some aspects of this problem.
Asked by reporters at the State House Monday about the audit, Governor Charlie Baker said he had not read it yet.
Some of that data is 7 years old. But that said, any opportunity to come up with solutions and savings in the MassHealth program is an opportunity for us.
Baker and state legislators are trying to agree on ways to lower the costs of MassHealth, which this year accounted for 42% of the state's budget, about $13 billion. The program now covers one in four state residents. Enrollment has soared over the last few years, as it appears low-income workers are increasingly dropping employer-offered health insurance coverage because of rising premiums and out-of-pocket costs. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.